What is black and white and red all over? Well, listeners who are old enough to remember life before USA Today will know that the answer to that childhood riddle is a newspaper. It's also the title of a book by Warren Brown and Martha McNeil Hamilton, who both work for a newspaper. They both write for the financial section of the Washington Post. She is white, he is black, and they are connected by surgery. Warren developed kidney disease, and when a transplant from his wife failed, Martha offered her own kidney. Their story is about medicine and surgery, but it's also about newspapering, about affirmative action, without which they say neither would have been hired. And it's about friendship at work.
It was a friendship that began very slowly. Warren and I were at the Post for many years and barely knew each other. It was when we both went to work for the financial section that we began to become friends, gradually, over many years and over many difficulties in our lives.
You sat virtually next to each other or directly next to each other?
In the financial section, we sat next to each other.
And you're aware of everything that's happening in one another's lives in that situation.
It's rather difficult to pretend not to hear what your neighbor is sitting when your neighbor is only about maybe 3 or 4 feet away from you. You try to be discreet and to give them space, but you hear.
There's no privacy in the newsroom.
There's no privacy for the most part.
So that certainly would extend to visible deterioration of your work buddy's health.
Warren was clearly getting really sick, and he was really scared, and it was hard to pretend that you couldn't see it.
But I was pretending that I wasn't scared, and I was pretending that I wasn't really getting sick. I thought my acting skills were a lot better, but I guess, you know, Martha is a lot more perceptive than I had originally thought.
You write of your dancing skills, actually. You could dance around these things.
Yeah, sure. You know, if you keep working and you concentrate on other things you have to do, the immediate problems, the really life and death problems confronting you, you could put them aside until you can find a private space to deal with them. But Martha's kind of nosy, and besides that, she's very perceptive, and so she knows these things. She can see through them.
Warren's skills aren't as immense as he thinks they are.
Nor, I suspect, are most of ours. When it comes to concealing what was a very serious problem that you had. I mean, what's the moment when you're, Warren, with a medical professional and it becomes inescapable to you that you're sick?
Well, when they tell you that you can die, it becomes, you know, clear whether you want to believe it or not that you're really sick. And so then you have to make up your mind about how you're going to deal with it. And the first thing, you know, I had to do was, of course, to stop dancing and to, tell people that I was, you know, really sick and that some things were going to change with me, and as a result, you know, my relationship with them, of course, starting with my wife, Marianne, and with my family, and with my friends, you know, such as Martha. Yeah.
Your wife donated a kidney to you.
Yeah, she did. And it was a pretty good, a near-perfect match, but which was odd for a randomly selected couple, but what happened was that the general protocol, and it's nobody's fault, the general protocol for treating African Americans is to go with an extremely aggressive immunosuppression strategy because as a group, we tend to reject faster than whites because of something called hyperimmunity. The difficulty with that is that not all African Americans are equally African American, whether we want to believe so or not.
African American, you write about this a good deal, is a very vague description of people when it comes to their body chemistry and their genetic makeup.
Genetically, it's a term of art. I mean, it's a political term and a cultural term more than it is a real term with any kind of biological or genetic meaning. In the United States, I dare say, particularly in the Deep South, that you'll find a lot of people who describe themselves as African American are any number of other races genetically, as is the case with my family.
Yeah, could you describe your family? Because it's a fascinating
subject. You know, my family is a mini United Nations. My mother's side is French, something called Coushatta Indian, West Indian, Irish, and several other folks, things that for family reasons, I guess people don't like to talk about. My father's side is Madagascan and Natchez Trace Indian. Primarily.
The title of your book is Black and White and Red All Over, which is both, of course, a childhood riddle about newspapers, but it's also about, it tells us how much this story is about race also. Martha, did you find yourself often being asked about your donation of a kidney to a friend who is black.
I was asked about it in subtle ways. People would come up to me and say, what made you think that you and Warren might be compatible?
This is a level of compatibility about your kidney right now.
Yeah.
You'd already established compatibility at work long before.
Right. But people wouldn't ask me directly about the racial aspect of the surgery. It was only after the surgery was over that really became part of the conversation about the surgery. And we were surprised to find that people were so accustomed to race being a barrier in relations and in life that they thought it was amazing that we had overcome this hurdle to go through the kidney donation process.
At some point, the two of you decided, I guess you decided, we're reporters. We cover stories. We got a colleague who's a reporter who's also an MD. We've got photographers at the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. We're going to write about this experience. And how did that come about?
We were asked by the editor of the health section whether we would be willing to write about it. And, of course, since we're reporters, in a heartbeat, we were.
Well, it wasn't exactly just that. We were asked by the editor of the health section if we would write about it, and we being reporters, yes, we were going to write about it. But since the health section is separate from the financial section and there's a fee involved, we said how much before we said we're
going to write about it. That's true. That was our first question.
This is a real newsroom story.
Heartwarming. And it wasn't that much.
And it wasn't that much.
Did they say, look, you're going to do this anyway. You're going to have the kidney transplant anyway. So.
Well, we figured it's extra work, right? So, come on, give us a break.
And we were writing, literally. Warren was writing from the hospital, and I was propped up in bed with a laptop writing from my home.
Subject that recurs quite often to you in this story is acknowledging and coping with fear.
Yeah.
How different are you today, apart from your inner organs, when it comes to fear?
I no longer take death seriously. You begin to realize that's really kind of stupid. And so if you're not going to take death seriously, the only thing you have to take seriously is life. And so I basically try to live and love and work as hard as I possibly can and get as much out of every moment I can and also try to give as much back to people as I can because so much has been given to me. It's not some really great epiphany. It's something that you're either going to learn or you're not going to learn. I chose to learn it.
Thanks to both of you for talking with us about your book and your story.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Martha McNeil Hamilton and Warren Brown, both of the Washington Post and co-authors of Black and White and Red All Over, The Story of a Friendship.